time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, as we've mentioned last week, we've got votes coming up later on this month, a series of local and federal votes. So this is part two of looking at some of those votes coming up. So we're going to start off. Now, Dario, we'll have to say, I've had a few emails from listeners saying, Mark, which way should we vote in this one? Because it's all about media funding and giving money to some smaller media operations. And hopefully, you know, WS might make a few billion. I doubt it. Anyway, let's take a look, though, at Dario. This media funding vote. Now, it's actually quite contentious. What's it all about?
Well, the underlying question of this vote is, should private media corporations get funded by the public? Now, currently, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, as well as some private radio stations, get financial aid that is paid for by the population through the radio and TV license fee that we all get once a year. The government and parliament want to extend that aid and draft a law that would provide more support to private media organizations.
Okay, so what exactly is the idea?
The idea is to increase yearly state aid for media by 151 million Swiss francs to bring it to a total of 287 millions a year. The additional money would go into a fund to help media outlets do their digital transition, support the distribution of newspapers by mail, and finance training of journalists and the National Press Agency. Now, local radio and TV stations would get more support, and private newspapers and paying online news sites who are struggling with steadily decreasing advertising revenue would be able to benefit from the aid as well, which is new. So newspapers and online sites, paying online sites. All the while, the radio and TV license fee would not be increased, so no direct additional costs for the citizens would occur.
Now, as I did say, it's proved to be contentious. Not everyone likes this. So this is actually, Parliament passed this law, but it's been forced to a referendum.
Yes, the right-wing Swiss People's Party, who already voted against the law in Parliament, launched the referendum. They argue that the government project would also benefit big, wealthy media corporations that don't need the money, and that state subsidies diminish the independence of the media, since media wouldn't want to bite the hand that feeds them.
Okay, but supporters of the law say it's important, and certainly in Switzerland with direct democracy and lots of hyper-local votes, that everybody is informed about the issues of the day.
Yes, supporters of the law, they argue that this media, lively, diversified media sector is necessary for a lively democracy, and that without the package, there is a risk that even more newspapers will disappear. Just as a reference, since 2003, of course, 70 Swiss newspaper titles have disappeared. So the threat of losing diversity in the media sector is real.
Okay, 70 papers have gone to the wall since 2003. I mean, that is a lot of newspapers in Switzerland, of course. And I will point out, for people who are asking if this will be good for WRS, maybe, maybe not. I couldn't really tell you. But I do know that sometimes and oftentimes when you take government money, it comes with a commitment. So it comes with the fact that you've got, then got to do something to justify it. So, you know, it's sometimes a double-edged sword. However, anyway, Dario, we'll take a look at this, though. Which way, according to the polls, is this vote going to go?
Well, according to the latest poll that came out just last week, this is going to be a very close call, but with a majority of the voters leaning towards a rejection of the law. 49% of the surveyed are currently saying they would vote against the increased aid to the media sector.
Okay, yeah, I think this one's going to get rejected, I do. Right, anyway, let's take a look at another one now. This is another federal vote, and it's all a little bit perhaps obscure. It doesn't really affect most people in their everyday life, but it's quite unique, and it will be a tax cut for companies. What is this all about?
Well, this one is the so-called stamp duty abolishment project. The government wants to reduce the tax burden on large companies in Switzerland by abolishing this stamp duty, which is levied when corporations want to raise funds by issuing stocks.
Okay, so who demands this referendum then?
Well, it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone that a tax cut for big corporations would not be to the liking of the left-wing parties. And indeed, it was the Social Democrats, the Greens, and the Communist Party together with trade unions that launched the referendum against this idea. They argue that the tax cut would benefit mostly big companies in the financial sector who already are exempt from many taxes. They fear that additional tax cuts would decrease the quality of public services in Switzerland.
It does strike me the government's picking a fight that perhaps it didn't need to, but who is supporting this tax cut for big corporations then?
Well, it's right-wing parties and the business community, but also center parties such as the Green Liberals, who argue that the tax represents a competitive disadvantage for Switzerland, since Switzerland is one of only a handful of countries that even knows such a stamp duty. They also argue that it stifles the growth of ambitious startups who want to grow quickly and raise capital and therefore have to pay this tax. They do so.
All right, so which way do we think this one's going to go?
It looks like the Parliament's plan could fall through. The latest polls say that 53% of citizens have the intention to vote against the abolition of the stamp duty, and only 39% are in favour of its abolition as of now.
Yeah, it's going to stay, I'm sure. Right, now let's have a look now at local votes. And in Geneva, we got two cantonal votes on the menu on Sunday the 13th. One of the developments is thermal infrastructure and another one on housing. So let's take a look at these. What are these about, Daria?
First up, about the thermal infrastructure one, basically to ensure the energy transition, the Canton of Geneva wants to have the monopoly over the construction of the main thermal networks to be built underground.
What does that mean?
So to meet its climate goals by 2030, so those are the climate goals that the canton set itself, the canton has to reduce the use of fossil fuel for heating and cooling of buildings as much as possible, and therefore wants to extend projects such as the Genilac, which is a project that utilizes water from Lake Geneva to heat and cool buildings by way of a network of massive underground tubes through which the water is pumped to different neighborhoods where it cools different buildings, right? To move forward faster with these plans, the government wants to have a monopoly over the construction of the main arteries of this network of tubes. Specifically, it would be the Service Industriel de Genève who would get to build those.
But it's not universally popular, this idea.
No, here again, right-wing parties are concerned that with the monopoly, the price of the project might rise, but supporters of the law hold against this argument that only with a state monopoly it can be assured that the project will go ahead in a coordinated manner and extend even to parts of the city that wouldn't be profitable for private companies to build. A large majority of parliament, by the way, and the government are in favor of the new law, but voters of Geneva will have the last word this coming Sunday.
Okay, now let's take a look at subsidised housing. That's a council vote in Geneva. What's that all about?
Well, the cantonal parliament wants to make access to subsidised housing conditional on a four-year presence in the canton. This proposal was contested by a referendum from left-wing parties, and the measure will therefore be submitted to the people on February 13th.
Okay, so just go a little bit deeper into that, Daria. So what does this mean by the subsidised housing?
Well, up until now, to access subsidised housing in the canton of Geneva, one had to be living in Geneva for at least 2 years out of the past 5 years. Now, the Mouvement Citoyen Genevois, which is sort of a right-wing movement known for some protectionist ideology and who's all about Genevans and all about let's say, excluding les frontaliers as much as possible. They want to move to a stricter regimen in this regard. So the new law that they proposed would require any person signing up for subsidized housing to have lived in Geneva for at least 4 consecutive years in the last 8 years. They were followed by the right-wing parties in parliament, and so this law got through, but there was a referendum against it.
Okay, so let's take a very quick look at the arguments pro and against that. So, what are people saying?
Yeah, well, for the right-wing parties, it is only just to favor long-term residents in this way and allow them quicker access to subsidized housing. Left-wing parties argue that this wouldn't solve any problem and that people excluded from access to subsidized housing wouldn't just disappear from Geneva, but rather end up in social shelters, which are very costly for the state. Contrary to the parliament, by the way, the government is not in favor of the stricter rule. Citizens of Geneva will have the final say over the matter this coming Sunday.
Okay, so we'll find out then. Okay then, Daria, thanks for that. We don't have any polls about the council vote, so we can't give you an inkling of which way that will go. But we will know, as you say, Daria, on Sunday. Now, of course, that means as there are votes on Sunday, that means you'll be back with us on Monday next week to give us a full rundown of how all those votes went. So, Daria, thanks very much indeed. That was Daria there with Swiss Up. If you want to hear that episode again and others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.